to the Coco Express Network. Talk radio that informs. Talk radio that inspires. Talk radio that enlightens. Talk radio for us all.
Good evening, and welcome to the Coco Express Show Network. I'm so happy to be here, and I am so glad to be indoors because this weather has gotten on my nerves, and I'm just ready to kind of shut it down. However, I'm not going to shut it down right now. Tonight is special. I have always had this one question that I've rolling around in my head for the longest, and the question has been, what is it that we do, and how does it affect our children before they're born? Today, tonight's guest is a prime example of that, and it answers my question. When you are exposed to certain kinds of stimuli prior to becoming a person on the planet, does that affect who you become and what you come to this planet to do? And that question we're going to pose to our guest, DJ Prince Hakeem. He happens to be the son of the founder of Kool & the Gang, and he has shown in so many different ways his prowess in the music industry. He's a DJ, he's a producer, he's a writer, and he's going to tell us his story and his journey, and we're so grateful and glad to have him with us. Please allow me the opportunity to bring to you DJ Prince Hakeem. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
I'm doing well. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I hear you. Great. Thanks for that amazing introduction. That was awesome.
I'm just going to be honest with you. I've been listening to all of your music. I've been on SoundCloud. I've been checking you out. You are awesome.
Oh, thank you. Wow. I don't think anyone ever told me that before, how you just put it. That's so special. Thank you. It's the first time for everything, right? That's a great feeling that just came through me when you said that.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm so glad. Now, as you know, in the beginning of the intro, I was talking about, you know, exposure to certain stimuli prior to we come on this planet.
And yeah, that was deep.
And also, you know, DNA has a lot to do with it. But I think that the things that you hear when you're in your mom's belly really has a profound effect on who you become.
Mm.
So tell us a little bit about you and your beginnings.
Well, my mom's from North Carolina and then Jersey City, New Jersey, where I was born. So, and that was the 60s, right? So you had, can imagine, 74, the music she was hearing and tapping to and dating my dad. He started at 14 years old, dating my dad. He's a musician. His brother's a musician. And, you know, once he got out the street life, the gang life, and his brother said, hey, man, you need to focus on this bass guitar and get out them streets. Their whole lives changed, you know. So I can imagine the type of music my mom and dad was tapping to, you know, when I was bebopping to in her stomach, you know. It's incredible. I was probably bebopping to a lot of Kool & the Gang early original songs that are so powerful. So powerful, the wavelength they were on back then. Mm-hmm. Oh, it definitely makes me who I am. You're so right. You know? It's so true. It's so true.
That's amazing. Now, growing up, I mean, you were exposed to all kinds of music, all types of celebrities. What was that like for you, and how did that start you into getting into the industry?
It was amazing. So I would be backstage at New Edition concerts early on when they first started, the Fresh Festivals, on the road with my dad, his tours. So being around that, you know, you watch your parents, right? You become them, right? Until you become mm-hmm. yourself, and then you become yourself. But you become them. You pick up their traits, DNA, and that's what I was absorbing. And it's incredible, and it's who I am today. You know, all this music and stuff and creativity and ideas inside of me. You know, I'm just a walking Walkman. I'm a Spotify shuffle. I'm a Spotify shuffle, man. I'm just a Spotify shuffle playlist because I love all types of music. Mm-hmm. And that's from being exposed to it early on and appreciating mm-hmm. it. And living mm-hmm. in heavy urban areas to not living in heavy urban areas or the hood, they like to call it. But, you know, so you're getting exposed to different people and different energy and different cultures and different races. It kind of makes mm-hmm. you who you are, you know?
Yes, I understand that. Now, you used to spend some time becoming a DJ with Jermaine Dupri?
So me and Jermaine known each other for a long time. You know, that's my brother. His mom opened her house to me and my brother, and I stayed down there a lot more than my brother. My brother ended up working for him later on. But we were close from day one, Jermaine and I, and that energy has never changed. And that's special. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's so special. Yeah. So we came up DJing, from DJing, want to be producers. Then you become producers, and now we're back DJing. It's crazy. But it's all just one wavelength of music. That's all it is, mm-hmm. you know?
Yes.
It's just who we are. It's who we are.
Now, being a DJ, that takes a lot of ingenuity, creativity, and a good ear.
Yes.
How? Because, I mean, I know that I don't have the capacity to do that. But how, and how do you come up with different mixes that you come up with? What influences you?
Yes, everything. James Brown, Rolling Stones, Rakim, EPMD, Coldplay. It influences me, and I like to take that energy and put it all into a mix, mm-hmm. you know? That's what I prefer to do. If I DJ a party or a type of parties, I like to DJ where I can really play anything I want. You know, I don't have to play just Latin music or just hip hop or trap or 80s party. Oh, those are great. Listen, anytime I can spin, I love it. I appreciate it. But the ones I really love is when I can just go in, you know, and just play whatever. So so it depends on what I'm working on. If I'm doing a SoundCloud mix, I say, all right, say AT&T wants to hear one of my mixes. So, okay, what would I do for AT&T party or corporate party like AT&T? Then I'll put that mix up on SoundCloud. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or if I say, I'm going to do some throwback hip-hop, then I'll do a throwback hip-hop mix on SoundCloud. So it's music just inspires me. The eras of music, you know, the genres just inspire me. Mm-hmm. Really does.
Now, I'm going to take off the DJ hat right now, and we're going to put the producer hat on. You have produced a lot.
Hey, yeah, like this.
Okay. One of the more recent productions is Sexy, correct?
Yeah. Out of mine. I didn't produce that. I kind of oversaw that, made that happen. It kind of executive produced it, you know what I mean? I didn't touch it myself. You know, that was produced by a kid I'm managing, Alexandro. Stick producer.
Okay.
Him and my uncle, Khalid Ronald Bell, was responsible for a lot of Kool & Gang's big records. They did that together. And I just connected the dots and executive produced it, you know? Put my ear on it, you know what I mean? My DJ ear, you know?
I could tell.
Yeah.
I could tell. Okay.
Yeah, because, right? That's a dope record for them, right? That's a dope record for them. It did well, too.
Yeah.
They're about to come back with a new record soon, man. They're about to come back. They're gearing up. Their guns are loading up, baby. They got a lot of stuff going on.
Okay. That's good. Now, you've had so much that you do, so much going on. I mean, like you mentioned, as the DJ, you DJ for special events, corporate parties, all those kinds of things. Then you have the production and writing part, and you have your performing part. Now, you have this amazing single. I mean, when I first heard it, I was driving, and I'm like, I love this. Royalty. And how did that come about? How? And what is it? What does it mean? Who is it geared to? What are you trying to say? I think. Oh, you're back. You dropped off.
Yeah, sorry. Was that did I drop? I'm sorry. I'm in the woods.
Oh,
yeah. I'm up there in the woods.
Okay. Now
yeah,
I was talking about royalty, and
yes.
I was. Telling you, well, I was saying that the first time I heard it, I was driving in the car, and I'm like, I love this. And what I want to know is, I've got tons of questions, is how did this come about? Who was it geared to? Who inspired? You know, where did you come up with the notion and the idea?
So Royalty is a collaboration with a singer-songwriter, performer, musician, named Walt Anderson,
mm-hmm.
out of Philly, the PA area. And we connected through my cousin, Adele Bayan, who was his manager, and my uncle, Ronald Bell, who's has Walt touring with Fool in the Gang, and had Tim Lockley singing the song Sexy as well. You know, I have a lot of ideas. You know, I have ideas for like 4 years now, and I store my iPhone, and I'm just getting them out now. You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
one of the ideas was a song called Royalty that I really wanted to break myself with, a song called Royalty, you know, and put out in the universe, and it's coming back amazing. And I had a lot of ideas down on my dictaphone in my car, and I sent them to Walt. And he sent me back what you hear.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And it sounds incredible.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, it does. And I love the meaning.
The meaning
I love what
is
it's saying.
Beautiful.
I love what it's saying. Yes. Yes.
It's beautiful.
Yes. That means you're pro woman.
We are.
That is amazing. I love that. And so, are you going to be doing this in addition to all of your other activities? Because, you know, you have your DJ stuff, but you're going to be performing and creating a whole album of music?
Yes, that's definitely a plan. I'm working on that right now. And, wow, this car is like high theming the heck out of me. I'm working on that right now, and it's sounding really good. So my goal was, Hakeem, you got all these ideas, you're doing a lot of stuff, but you're not going to be satisfied until you get them out exactly how you want to do it. You have to do it. So I did it, and I said, all right, I'm going to put out 3 songs a year
mm-hmm.
this year. From Royalty is the first one. I have 2 more to go. And then I'm going to do the same thing next year.
Okay.
And we're just going to keep rolling. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the plan and goal right now. The plans and goals could change. The goal's not going to change. The plan, the path to get there may change, but that's what I want to do. And it's good to be independent, have freedom to do exactly what you want to do.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
And you can hear the freedom in your voice. You're not stressed. And
yes.
That's a beautiful thing.
Amazing. Amazing.
Now, the next song that you're going to release is going to be Healing Love, which will be released in November.
So that's the name of the 3P, three songs.
The three songs?
Yeah, 3P EP, we call it. A 3P EP. Because three songs may turn into four or five EP, but right now it's a 3P. That's what I'm feeling today. And that's what I've been feeling for a while. So, because you really usually, for an album, right, you usually get a first, second, and third single, right? Some people do more. But so I just give them three songs, you know, and see how it comes back and then take it from there. But yeah, the title of the 3P EP is Heal and Love, which is a hashtag that my good friends from Africa gave me. He doesn't even know he did, but he sent me a prayer from Africa for my mom. In that prayer, the word heal and love was in it. And I would repeat this prayer like 160 times in the meditation daily. And I still do it. And heal and love is in this prayer. So it became a hashtag online that I started for my mom's illness and recovery. So that's what I'm feeling to name the project. And royalty is healing, isn't it? It's healing love, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Now, while I'm sitting here conversing with you, I'm coming up with some different things about you. It appears that you are a very spiritual person.
Okay.
And you are down to earth as well. Now, tell me when I go left and go right.
Oh, you're doing great.
And you have a sense of humor, but it's undercover.
Okay. That's funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, you're doing great.
Okay. And what is your zodiac sign? I'm just curious to know. What's your zodiac sign?
Capricorn.
Okay. So that means that you are very structured and you take care of business. So that explains why you have all these different talents that you are sharing with the world, because you like to work and get them out.
I do. I do. I really do. And you know what's really cool? That I'm doing it for myself right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually me doing it for someone else, exuding a lot of energy, a lot of time, a lot of relations, a lot of money, a lot of mental energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes they don't appreciate it. And sometimes they don't execute your ideas exactly how you see it because they got their own, which is fair. So you don't, you know, if something doesn't happen, I feel like it's because I didn't push that person enough to get them what I saw them to do, because I'm the one steering the ship. They're the talent. I'm the vehicle to get you where you want to go, but you want to do things your way. And then, but I'm right now, I'm in control of me.
Okay.
You know, I'm in control of me. I don't have, you know, it's me. And this is why we're getting the results we're getting.
And they're amazing.
And they're amazing. But I must say, I'm managing, or co-managing, because her mom is really on board with her, and we're going to need her, a young singer-songwriter named Victoria Sky from Paramus, New Jersey. And this is, I tell you, this is a special project. The girl can sing, write a song, and the Grammy Awards Foundation had a contest, songwriting contest. The Grammys now found they had a songwriting contest. Long story short, she came in first place.
Oh,
she came
amazing.
In first place. 30,000 followers on YouTube. Real followers, day one. She started when she was 14 on her own. She's 19 now.
Mm-hmm.
And we met with L.A. Reid with her project. So we're just going to keep it right there. But I'm really happy for her. I got to say, she's one of the first artists that I don't feel that way how I was explaining how some artists are.
Mm-hmm.
She's not like that at all. and it's special. And that's why she's got next. And I may feature her on my album, not this one, the next one for next year. Because me and Walt Anderson are on fire right now, and I want to keep that same energy going. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. And he's an amazing
fire.
Person as well.
Yes, and, yes.
I mean, his story is unbelievable, but, I mean, the two
bananas.
Of you together. Mm-hmm.
Bananas. You know, we got to get him on the line one day soon, the next one.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Now, Mike, I wanted to ask you, since you travel a lot, you travel, you know, you're a world traveler, do you find that you are, how are you received when you go out of the United States as opposed to when you're in the United States?
They're more excited and to see you. They're really passionate about their music, about their bands, because I get it, because they don't get to see us every day, you know. So
mm-hmm.
you're coming over across there to rock, and they know your music and stuff. You know, as a performer, I'm speaking now because I've mm-hmm. toured with Kool & the Gang, and they've taken me overseas as well on my own as well. Some other projects I was doing, but I get the bigger shows that I've done overseas has been with Kool & the Gang, and I'm talking some major shows,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I'm speaking from that energy now. As a DJ, I went over there as a performer, you know, not really a DJ just yet. But the phone is ringing now. But I have performed over there lots of times in some major places, and they just really appreciate the music, you know. That they're fascinated. They have all the albums, you know, want you to sign them, and everybody signed. They're at the hotel. They're at the airport. At the airport, man.
Wow.
It's bananas. Yeah, it's bananas. They're at the hotel, you know.
That's interesting. Well, I guess, like you said, they don't have the exposure like we do here. You are from here, and we can catch you when we catch you. They can't. So I guess that appreciation for what you do is real.
Yeah. You know, and we appreciate it. You know, we really do. Because, you know, you're traveling all the way over there. You're leaving your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, long flights. You know, ain't no telling where you're coming from. You know, and it's just like, that's what musicians and artists do it for, to get that love, man. And they
mm-hmm.
give it up. They really do. You know.
Yes.
Beautiful place,
man.
It's a beautiful world. Yeah, I mean, you got Ed Sheeran coming out of Europe, Adele. You're talking
mm-hmm.
some major talent there, man. Yeah, the UK is on fire, you know. They study their music, man. They study. It's some talent, man. You know, it's talent everywhere, man, you know. Not just here.
And also, the thing that a lot of people don't understand, and I kind of get it, but most performers and musicians and people like yourself who are DJs, you sacrifice so much to give us what you love, and we don't always get it, and we don't realize how difficult it is. And I think we should show more appreciation. We really do need to show more appreciation for the blessing
really
that we're
receiving. I think so, too. You know, especially with urban music, like, you know, kind of like, you know, you get the old school or, old school, I guess that's the word. You know, you get that tag on you for a lot of urban acts. But you don't really see that in rock and roll, you know. This guy go down as a legend, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's never the old school Rolling Stones or old school Aerosmith. It's Aerosmith, legendary Aerosmith, legendary Rolling Stones. You know?
Yes.
Like, the OJ's got to get that love, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they do, but you know what I mean. I love the OJ's. Mm-hmm. No disrespect at all, you know?
Yeah. Now, how can people follow you, learn more about you, see you perform? How can that happen for our listeners?
Well, I'll be on Good Day DC soon. I think September 13th. You stay on, follow me on my Instagram at DJ Prince Hakeem, H-A-K-I-M. DJ Prince Hakeem, H-A-K-I-M, on Instagram and Facebook, at Prince Hakeem on Twitter, and my website is www.djprincehakeem.com. And just stay connected, and you'll see everything I'm doing.
That's cool. Now, what advice would you give to your aspiring DJs?
To practice, study the great, learn the culture, respect the culture, and, yeah, listen to all types of music.
Mm-hmm.
It'll make you a better musician, a better ear vision. The ear will grow, you know. Just never know what may come out of that, you know.
This is great. I have to say that I have a fond appreciation. Like I said, I was listening to you on SoundCloud, and I have to say my day was full. And I thank you because
that's
you made
so
it
cool.
Easier.
That is so cool, man.
And I want you to know I'm taking you to the gym, okay?
All right. Thank you. Yeah, it'll get you moving.
Yes, and I was like, this is good gym music, so I'm taking you to the gym, and
yes,
I'm gonna let you know how that goes.
All right, cool. I'm gonna be right in there with you.
Okay. So, I'm so glad we had this time together, and I would love to have you come back when you have more to share.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I would love to come back.
Oh, great. So,
thank you for listening. Whoever's listening out there, thank you for listening. I hope I didn't put you to sleep.
No, not at all. You know, what I would like for you to do, if possible, can you just give our listeners some words of wisdom?
What's that?
Some words of wisdom. Can you share a couple of words of wisdom with our listeners?
Sure. Hakeem means wise. So, words of wisdom would be, listen to your inner voice throughout the day. Throughout the hour will be even better. Listen to it. And try to stay in real time, the present, every 15 minutes. It's easier said than done, but just try it and let me know how it goes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, as I end my show, I always tell my listeners that they need to follow their own journey and their own dreams and not try to hitch on somebody else's wagon, because that journey is that person. And you're specifically for you. And what you just said resonates with that as well, because you're telling people to focus on your inner voice, which is focus on the inside of you every 15 minutes, and that'll keep you straight on your journey as well.
Absolutely.
Yes. So
I'm
I
living
thank you for that.
Witness.
You are.
Yes.
Yes. Excellent. So I hope you have a good night. And I just want to thank you so much for spending time with us. And like I said, hopefully you will be in touch and we will be able to connect again. And you can share some more of your amazing wisdom and some more of your music.
Most deaf.
Okay, great.
Yes.
You have a good evening, and thank you again.
Okay. Good evening. Good night.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night. To all of my amazing listeners, that was DJ Prince Hakeem, and He has that amazing song that you have heard on the airwaves called Royalty, along with the vocalist, Walt Anderson. And I have to tell you, I'm really glad I had the opportunity to speak with him and understand, you know, what it's like being very creative and having so much talent inside your body. And I believe we all have the ability, but we don't tap into it like we should because we're so busy focusing on so many different other things. But he seems to be focused on him and his ability and sharing it, and he's filling us up with it. So please join me next Wednesday when I'll have Matthew Knowles. You all know him as author, producer of Destiny's Child. And he's, Solange and Beyonce's father. So we're going to have him because he has a new book, and he's going to discuss his book with us once again. So on that note, I'm going to let you all go, and I am back, and I will be back with some more. Having a wonderful evening, and God bless.
Thanks for tuning in. For more content, visit us at thecocoexpressshow.com